All right, guys, I'm turning over a new leaf today. I don't know why we turn over new leaves, but I'm doing it. I am just going to try to enjoy today's Marlins game and tomorrow's Heat game. I'm happy to be here. Both these teams overachieved. They've been great seasons. It's been so much fun the last couple of weeks for me personally, watching these Marlins. It's brought me back to my youth, and I'm just going to enjoy this today. I'm not stressing it. We can lose. It's been a good run. These teams are awesome. The futures look bright on this team. And that's where I stand. It's been a hell of a couple weeks.
Chris, are you upset that the Marlins now don't have the perfect record of being in the playoffs and winning time?
Well,
I feel
know,
like it would affect you.
They could get three. Your mic.
We have to address that.
Weird.
Yeah. So you recently got a new mic. You recently got a new microphone, but now it's sort of echoey. Like you're sounding like you're trying to communicate to us from a different dimension. Whereas before you sounded like one of the members of Daft Punk, so we're still not there, Tony.
Like I could make out what you were saying, but it did sound like
I couldn't make out a single word of what Tony said.
It was basically broadcast in Tenet for those that have seen the movie.
Try it again, Tony.
I'm from the future.
Oh man.
It is, where are you from?
The future.
It does sort of future.
It inverts the words midway through the sentence. It's a trip.
Stugatz, what he said there was, am I disappointed that the Marlins' undefeated streak in the playoffs seems like it's coming to an end? And to answer that question, sure.
Right. Here's the thing. Okay, good. Well, here's the thing about turning over a new leaf, okay? I believe that for the next 2 hours, you will have turned over a new leaf. I believe that once you get to game time, the leaf will flip back over and you'll revert back to your old self because you are what you are, Chris, okay?
That's true. Yeah, that's true. If we get like a 2-0 lead in this game, I'm going to all of a sudden think we can come back and win this series.
Right, and if you blow it, you're going to start cursing at everyone.
I was already with Billy yesterday via text. I'm like, Jeter needs to spend this offseason. No more Mr. Nice Chris. We need hitters. We need a closer. We need a couple more arms, maybe a number 3 or 4 starter. Like the team gave you what you needed to see. Now it's time to, you know, put up or shut up.
Put up or shut up. I think baseball is different, where it's so random that if you get to the postseason, you actually can win the World Series. So like with the Heat, I am totally with, if you're a Heat fan and you're saying to yourself, hey, 3-1, never expected to be here, I'm good with it, that's fine, finals appearance, great, and we got a good young team, that I understand. Because chalk always wins in the NBA. But in baseball, Chris, you get there, you have a shot. Mm-hmm. And that's what's upsetting about this.
That's what makes yesterday's game so frustrating. We lost 2-0. We just didn't hit at all. If we put any kind of inning together, this is a totally different series. Baseball's so random like that. So you're right. Like, that's the one. It was more painful. Like, did you guys actually think the Heat were going to beat the Lakers? Like, I feel like we were all just like,
I legitimately thought it was going to be a good series, and My homer prediction was that the Heat win. History will not remember the injuries to Bam Adebayo and Goran Dragic. They won't. But I do think that they played a factor here. And that series isn't over. I'm not quite where you're at in terms of acceptance. I think we have a pretty representative sample here that would suggest that the Atlanta Braves head-to-head are better than the Miami Marlins, given that they won a game by 20 runs one
their
time.
Their offense is better. I've been arguing with Braves fans for a couple days now, because everyone talks about this Braves rotation.
Oh, the series isn't over.
The pitching is very comparable. Like, the Marlins and Braves pitching, and I know one of the Braves' best pitchers is hurt, so that does make a difference. But the pitching is there. We can't hit, man.
And the local hour today with David Sampson, I sort of addressed it. It sort of feels like the Braves are a pitcher away from making a legit run. They still might end up in the World Series.
They might win it anyway. They might be the most well-rounded team.
But historically,
Dodgers,
if you could identify a team that gets like one of those Jake Peavy arms that's available at the trade deadline, they're just a quality starter away from being like, write them in. Like, this team can beat the LA Dodgers. I'm not quite sure, but they can absolutely mash.
It's pretty insane the Braves' lack of World Series titles over the last 20 years. I know they had a stretch at the beginning of Freddie's career, or in the middle of Freddie's career, where they were bad, but they've been really good for a long time, and they've only won one World Series.
Bring it back to Sampson. Sampson was adamant that you'd rather be the Marlins than be the Atlanta Braves.
I would. I know a Braves fan. He hates every postseason. He's just like, oh, we're going to lose. We're so good during the year, but we're going to lose. That's the worst.
I think you're probably about a World Series away from that being a real discussion. He was talking all big, like, okay, you've had one more World Series than them, and you've only made it to the playoffs now for your third time in franchise history. As much as it would sting to have the big-time failures that they've had in the postseason and the one World Series to show for it, outside of a couple of years, they're always in there. They're always in the mix. They've won so many division titles. They give you sustained interest in the product, whereas the Marlins have punted on half decades at a time.
Yeah, but they gave you 97-03, two championships. My friend works in Atlanta, and he told me during that time when they were rattling off NL East division every single year, they were winning the NL East and never winning the World Series with that pitching staff. Mike, he says to me, it became like a living hell for Braves fans because they were so talented, so good, got there so often, and were always the favorites and never could pull it off. Ever.
Were you guys doing the thing yesterday? Because yesterday was the anniversary of the Eric Gregg game behind home plate. So I was actually watching the highlights. And Roy, did you do that thing where you watched it back? And man, that was a terrible strike zone. We absolutely stole one with Livan Hernandez.
The Livan game? Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, he was going up against Maddox. And Maddox is like the most precise pitcher in the history of baseball, and I gotta imagine Maddox, still his blood boils when you talk about that game.
Because usually you just see the clip of that one pitch where it's clearly outside, but I think I know what you're talking about. Bomani put out yesterday this like 2 minute and 30 second video of like all the pitches in that game, and he was just, it was, I loved it.
There wasn't a strike in the bunch.
Levon had 17 strikeouts.
Was it 15? Where you caught him looking on number 15 at the very end.
And how did Maddox pitch that game? Do we remember?
I think they needed a really good performance from Levon Hernandez. I'm not exactly sure. But yeah, let's look up the box score of that.
15 strikeouts.
15 strikeouts from Levon Hernandez in that game. And we were 4 years old as a franchise. With two World Series championships in 10 years, despite an absolute teardown after the first World Series.
I think I'd take the Marlins over the Braves. I think Sam's is right about that.
I wouldn't. I think it just sort of glosses over the last 15 years of that franchise and how difficult it is. I want the Marlins to win. I'm watching these games and I'm rooting on the Marlins because you and Billy. Because I know I have friends that root on the Marlins, and I want the Marlins to do good, to bring you guys joy, and it's good for content, but zero connection with that team. They lose, I am going on with my day. I am not wearing it. I sleep well. I change the channel. I think nothing of it. I have zero connection to these Marlins.
I was almost with you, and this season, like, I watched, like, because I just, they won that, they had the 7-game winning streak after the all the pandemic stuff, so they were in the hunt the whole time. So I like watched every game. So now I feel connected to this team. But I'm with you. Like that offense, like there's hardly anybody you've
heard of. Unlike anything I've ever had in any of the other sports. Because when I get really invested in the Panthers, because sometimes there's just too many sports, right, and the Panthers can fall by the wayside. But if they make one of those runs where, hey, only 5 points out of the final playoff spot, game in hand, and I'm back in, they lose. I'm like, damn it, Panthers, why'd you lose? Yeah. But there were just too many betrayals, and I just cut them out. I just brought new things into my life. I was just like, music fills this Marlins size hole. I prefer music over the Marlins. Don't need it anymore. And I'm kind of happy that, because it would be really tough if you're a guy like Chris Cody right now that is a passionate Marlins fan and a passionate Heat fan, twice the misery.
Right, but he's turned over a new leaf. I mean,
I just woke up today and I'm just like, I'm not stressing it. Like, right, it's fine. This is a good run. A lot of cities would kill for this couple weeks that we've had.
Yes, I'm a Jets and Mets fan, Chris. Yeah. Right. I have 97 NLCS Game 5 box score on my computer screen right now. It was a 2-1 game. Levon did have 15 Ks, complete game. Maddox was great in that game. Maddox was great. He went 8 innings, had 9 strikeouts in that game.
NLCS was a 7-game series.
No, but I'm wondering, did Maddox get this? Was he the benefactor of the same kind of strike zone?
I saw Greg Maddox being really confused sometimes at some calls, and Maddox wasn't like this emotional guy every time he went out on the mound.
Stugatz, how did we get our runs that game? Just randomly. I just don't remember. Like, did the Marlins, did you still have it up?
But I think, Mike, that is a good gauge. If Maddox is flummoxed, then probably the strike zone's a bit wide. Like,
one of the funny parts of that video that Bomani tweeted out was Jeff Conine's at bat. after you just see like three straight minutes of Braves getting rung up on terrible calls, the one bad call that goes Jeff Conine's way, and he just looks back in disgust. Really? How dare you?
Yeah. All right, so Chris, Bobby Bonilla, who the Mets are still paying, by the way, he was 3-for-3 with an RBI double, and then Jeff Conine had an RBI single. Those were the Marlins' two runs.
There. Were all the series game five game series back then? Because this was a game five I'm reading now.
It was is NLCS, so this was a best of seven.
Oh, so this wasn't even the clinching game?
I think that was a clinching game. What was the final? That's the way that I remember it. I remember
this
it like
game five. I know that. I'm looking that up right now. With the series tied 2-2, the Marlins sent the Cuban rookie to the mound to face off against Greg.
Tied 2-2, so then
maybe it was
fun. No, Kevin Brown.
Oh, Kevin Brown went on the road?
Yes.
Yeah, on the road. That was a road game.
Right, it was a best of seven.
People think of that as the clinching game, and it wasn't even the clinching game.
That's funny.
I remember that to this day. Just Kevin Brown just arms out and then hugging.
I've got no memory of game six.
I thought that was a world. That was to get to the world. I remember that hug, Roy. I can picture it, but I didn't know that was the NLCS championship.
That was NLCS. That was in Atlanta.
It's funny. Yeah. It's funny how history changes things. Sort of like, but you're used to that being a Mets fan, Bill Buckner. Yeah. That wasn't the clinching game.
No, they still had to, Mike, they had to beat Roger Clemens in game seven.
Yeah. And then didn't the Red Sox have a lead in game seven
as
well?
They had a 2-0 lead going into the fifth or sixth inning, I believe, in game seven.
It's funny.
Yes.
Game seven was a good game between the Heat and Spurs, and you have the Tim Duncan miss bunny, but I don't think nationally people remember that the way that we remember it.
How you got to the game seven.
Basically, that series is remembered for the Ray Allen shot, but there was a whole super tense competitive game seven in which you needed Dwayne Wade, whose performance in there gets solely forgotten. All the time. Dwayne Wade was brilliant in that game seven, and LeBron finally realized, oh, they give me the mid-range shot because they want me. I can make this. I'm in my own head. That game was won with the mid-range game.
I think what you have in those games, game six of the 86 World Series, game six of that NBA Finals, game five of the NLCS in 97, is you cheer and respond and react both as a team and as a fan base like you have just won everything. And that's why we remember it that way. But the reality is, Mike, and you're right, it's a great point, there were other games to win.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like I was at the game, game six, 86, and it felt like we had won a World Series.
Other games?
And then it dawned on me, oh my God, we got to beat Roger Clemens in game seven.
Other games and other plays. Like, for example, no one remembers how terrified they were when Tony Parker had the ball after the shot, and how that game would have been protested because there was an illegal substitution made. Over there, no one remembers the additional plays, like the Fiesta Bowl with the Miami Hurricanes and Ohio State. There are other plays after that play that just felt like the game ender because it should have. There were pyrotechnics going off there.
Well, the winner of this game is the Miracle on Ice. That was not the gold medal game.
That's a great
Roy. That is perfect.
Look at us with a traditional sports radio topic.
How about that? I mean, Roy, you're right. They had to go on and beat Finland in the finals. I think, right?
Yep, that's right.
I mean, the Finns.
Tony, send us out from your spaceship.
He's back to the Daft Punk microphone.
He said, have a good day.